This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
NFL fans, are you hungry for a big win this weekend? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you can win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number three. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com or walk into over 30 branches right here in East Tennessee. For over 80 years, they've been serving East Tennesseans, and they got Member Appreciation Day coming up this Friday, celebrating you, the member of Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. If you're not a member,
do it.
It's time. It's founded in 1934. And they're committed to helping their members grow financially. It's tvacreditunion.com for all the details, or just walk into a branch. Tell them you heard about them right here on Fan Run Radio. Let's go back to the phone lines. We've got Rusty up next. What's up, Rusty? You're on Three and Out.
Fellas, it's fantastic to talk to you guys today.
You too, brother.
And listen, before I get into my call, somebody called in last week. I forgot who it was, but it was when Davey was having to be talking with Nate and couldn't answer the phone, so Adam was answering. They mentioned, you know, that Adam greeted them and said, "How are you doing?" And it was it was kind of a slam at Davey, which is usually an easy shot to take.
Hate that I missed it.
But
yeah,
I wanted
Matt,
to say
Rusty.
This.
It was Matt.
Listen, brother, I appreciated the kindness and courtesy with which you answered the phone, greeted me, did everything but ask about the kids, man. Thank you, Davey. Appreciate it, brother.
You're welcome, Rusty. I don't know how Matt's going to handle it if he hears that, but
I'll get to Matt in a minute because he actually made a really good point. Listen,
he answered the phone this morning. Oh, I won't say it, but go ahead, Rusty. Sorry.
Listen, I've got three quick things I want to hit with you guys because I know that y'all got a ton of people wanting to talk today. Let me start here. I have never in 44 years of life met David Oven, Dan Wilkin, Pat, whatever that guy's name is from Yahoo,
40.
Keith Thamel. Him. Dennis Dodds. I've never met any of these guys. Therefore, to the Tennessee fan base at large, we should not care what they say. It literally does not matter how many good things we do, how many nice things we say. It doesn't matter what defense you make. Their minds are made up. Let them talk. Let them talk. Let them say what they want to, because they're going to anyway. Who cares? They're not interested in listening. They're not interested in nuance, nor are they interested in knowing that only a small percentage of people at one football game threw junk onto a field. They don't care. And quite frankly, I wouldn't read anything they wrote anyway. To be honest with you guys, I went out yesterday and I read David Oven's article over on The Athletic. And full disclosure, after I read it, I viewed it as a hatchet job, and I canceled my subscription to The Athletic. I am tired of this fan base being viewed in broad stroke terms. I didn't throw anything. I wouldn't have thrown anything. But for the better part of two decades now, we have been the source of every stupid joke, crude comment, and ill-advised word tossed our way, and we're just expected to take it over and over. Oh, look, there's a boat burning before a Tennessee game. That's probably going to be emblematic of what's going to happen in the game. You know what? All you national guys, shut up. Shut up. To me, if you're not in Knoxville market and you're not on the, you know what, here I'll narrow this down anymore. if you ain't on Fox Fan Run Radio, I don't care what you think. Don't care what you say. Shut up.
Ditto.
Secondly, guys, I need y'all to help me here. Again, I've been watching Tennessee football. My oldest memories go back to 85. Please. I watched the game with my wife, and I love my wife intensely. I married her, so I obviously have a feeling or two. But she doesn't quite understand the finer points of football. She still refers to it as a punt off, not a kickoff. So please, for all that is holy and wonderful in this world, I don't understand still. Why did they call back Tyler Barron's score? What am I missing here? I get it that they keep saying, well, the referees huddled. You know, last night on The Nation, Greg Sankey's like, well, the referees huddled. Okay, well, then that means a group of idiots got together and based on what I've heard, made the wrong decision. You can still get together and make bad choices. Congress does it all the time. So I don't quite understand how that's justification. And then for Sankey to actually say last night, well, there are people in the NFL who told me they admire our officials. Okay, that just confirms every bad thought I've ever had about the NFL then. And thirdly,
I think Sankey's lying.
He's lying. Well, his lips were moving. It's usually a good indicator.
Mm-hmm.
But thirdly, and then I'm going to jump off here, I'm going to go back to Matt. He made what to me was a salient, fantastic statement. Guys, I am more bought in, strange as this is, after this game than before it. I was not for this hire. I called you guys the day it happened. Called you. I wanted Chadwell. That was the one I had my hopes pinned on. Didn't get him. I wasn't interested in Heupel. I'm going to say this, though. Saturday night, I saw more fight and want to, which should be something that doesn't have to be coached, but it is. I saw more fight and want to on that field than I have in 15 years. I actually had thought we would lose this game. My score prediction ahead of time was 38-35 Ole Miss. So the loss is bad. I don't like losing. I hate it. But I love what we're seeing on the defensive side of that ball. I didn't think Tim Banks was a good hire. I love being wrong. Man, I love it. It's fantastic that in the second half, am I missing something? Or we only gave up 7 points in the second half, right? Wasn't it 24-12 at the half?
Yep.
That's a good job right there. So, you know, guys, I think there's encouragement to take out of this. But, again, for those national media members, just shut up. Guys, love y'all. Love the show, man. Fan Run forever.
Print the shirt.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, speaking of the second half, it was kind of what we talked about. Now, they struggled in this area in the first half, and I get it. Corral was still able to break off a lot of runs. I mean, hell, he almost had 200 yards rushing. But it was the bend, don't break mentality. If you're only giving up 7 points to this offense in the second half alone, that's...
Yeah, I mean, they missed a pretty long field goal, got one touchdown. That was...
Got a pick. Corral's first pick of the year.
Well, and that was on 3rd and 10, right? 3rd and 8.
Yeah, because they were saying if he would have just run and gotten 4 or 5 yards, they probably would have gone for it.
But he wouldn't have gotten 4 or 5, right? Where he was, he should have thrown the ball away, and they're punting.
He should have got drugged down, but he kind of slipped out of it and then just forced one.
Yeah, yeah. Roman Harrison kind of had him. Surprised they didn't call forward progress and mark him down right there. But yeah, he slipped out and then he threw it. Feed the bull, deflected it, and we got the pick on the back end.
Got his hands up there. Yeah, I think it got deflected twice. Was that flowers. Taylor? Looked like he got a little bit on it.
Looked
like it just grazed it, but
it just got hit once and then went over his hand, and then
it looked like it hit his hand. I mean, it doesn't matter, but
yeah.
No, they made a play. I was waiting for them to call that incomplete, just because why not?
I was afraid when the review started that Crowell might be down. Actually, you know, like when he slipped out, I was like, oh man, surely, hopefully his knee didn't touch, because then they would have punted, you know, pinned us back, but we had a better field position because we got the pick.
And Rusty, on the forward progress thing, I have no answer for that.
If I watched it again this morning, just like during an hour or two at some point, if Crowd had the ball like tucked and gotten spun around like that, and then it got like punched out after he had kind of like all of that time, I could almost see the forward progress thing. But the fact is, as he starts to spin, he starts losing it, and it's kind of pinned against his leg. Like, mm-hmm. he's losing the football pretty much as soon as he starts getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always thought, like, you have to be able to finish making the tackle. If you start to make a tackle, and then that tackle kind of, like, stalemates with you holding the guy up, and like, okay, everything's done here, then they blow the whistle, and then sometimes you just kind of shove the guy back, let him go, and the right. play ends. Like, that's one thing. But, like, you got to be able to finished making a tackle, and if the guy is losing the football during that process, it's a fumble. How could the guys in the end zone even remember what they had just watched? It took Barron a few seconds to run in the end zone.
The only thing I can think of is that they felt bad that Corral stopped and didn't, at least in their minds,
mm-hmm.
and maybe he was over there complaining, like, I heard a whistle. And they said, oh, well, that's why he wasn't running around. That's why he was just standing back there. If he thought he heard a whistle, golly, you know, he wasn't protecting the ball. He wasn't really playing. Let's just give him the ball back here. We'll call it forward progress. We'll figure this out. I think they felt bad for Matt Corral, who apparently is the only person on the football field who thought he heard a whistle. And so instead of rewarding the 11 guys on Tennessee's defense that did their job,
yeah,
and realizing that 10 players for Ole Miss did not hear a whistle, they decided to give Matt Corral, Heisman front runner, or at least number two, and Ole Miss, who's a, you know, they might be thinking Ole Miss can go undefeated the rest of the way and get in the playoff. So they're thinking, protect Ole Miss, protect Corral. That's the only way this makes sense. And then they came up with some lame ass excuse, forward progress, which doesn't even make sense. Again, he did not take a step forward. He tried to make no progress. You want to say in the grasp? At least it would make sense, but forward progress makes no sense, and it just proves you were grabbing at anything you could to say this play is not going to count because we feel bad for Matt Corral. That's all it was.
Yep.
Took a touchdown off the board. What happened after that? Did they score on that possession?
No, that was fourth down.
We ended
Tennessee
up scoring.
Got the ball.
Yeah, we
That's
ended
right.
up scoring next. Like
we did score on that
yeah,
possession.
We
no,
not that possession.
Was it the next one?
We pinned them back.
We scored before they scored. After that turnover,
it was 7-0. Tennessee got the ball there. Didn't do anything.
Pinned
them.
Got
deep,
the safety.
Got the
yeah.
safety. Then got the ball at midfield after the safety kick. Then went down and scored a touchdown to make it 9-7.
Okay.
Yeah. So
in a way, you could argue you actually got more points out of it.
That's why the people are like, well, if we'd had that touchdown, we'd have won. That makes
Dude,
no
I don't,
sense.
I don't buy that, man. Like,
that's, but you don't that, know either way. That's,
a,
what I'm
that's
saying.
Just such a momentum
Tennessee could have scored more points.
I mean, yeah,
after
it
that.
Could be. Could
or they
could have
scored less.
But
like, it doesn't matter. Like,
and it really, none of that does matter. What matters is they blew it.
Right.
And that's the frustrating part.
They blew what just should have happened in the game.
I mean, if I'm a Tennessee, like, flip the teams, I'm thinking, how we just stole that. Like, we stole that situation. It reminds me of, what year was that? 06 Florida up here. JT Mapu comes to the line with his hands up to deflect the ball. Chris Leak throws it, and as JT Mapu's running by Chris Leak, his like forearm grazes the helmet.
That.
Marvin Mitchell picks it off and houses it, and they're like, oh, yeah, illegal contact. They hit the quarterback in the head. It was the most ridiculous thing of all time. It's just awful. It's so bad. I don't even think there was review then. But this one, they had the opportunity to go back and look at. Did they look at it, or they just huddle?
They huddled for a long time, made the call, and then they didn't review it, did they, Davey?
You can't review forward progress.
Yeah.
That's why they called it forward progress, because they knew it wasn't reviewable.
Right.
I mean, if that doesn't just scream scam, I don't know what does. Do they
Man,
have,
I don't, like,
do they
okay,
have
like,
in the grasp in college? Is that a thing? I know it is in the NFL. Do they have in the grasp? Or do they just call that forward?
Well, they probably just call that. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
because
I mean, it's like he had been hit and was moved back. It wasn't much, but I mean, it wasn't like he was going forward when he lost it. But my thing is for this crew and just what we've seen from them time and time again. I don't think like they were given the call like, hey, we want to make sure it's favorable here. I think they're just incompetent.
Yep,
that's all it is. They're just incompetent, and then they don't want to look bad. And the problem with the review nowadays is. It's one of those things to where it's kind of like, we're a little brotherhood. We don't want to make the other guys look bad versus getting the call right and what is fair for who should actually be favored in the situation.
Barron actually takes possession of the football before it pops out, and that's why I think it's a complete baloney call. That's what I mean. If Corral had had possession until it spun, until it popped out of him, of his hand, then you could say, you could almost see the, like, yeah, he was, like, he had been wrapped up, they had backed him up two steps, he was hanging onto the ball, and it kind of got stripped, you know, after the play was dead. But the fact that Barron, like, almost has more of the ball than Corral, they're almost wrestling for it, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then it flies out of there as he tries to gain possession. And what was really weird in the stadium is Lane Kiffin was livid about something even after they gave Tennessee the ball back at midfield. So I still...
On that play?
On that play. And I'm like, what is Lane mad about? He got the great end of the stick here. So I'm wondering if these officials who were so bad, like, weren't even, like, if they weren't even ready for the snap, like, if there was something weird with the officials even as the play began. Like, I didn't hear a whistle. I don't think anybody blew a whistle. But something made Matt Corral not run that play right, though. If you watch it, he does, it's not hidden ball trick. He's just standing there. But I don't know why. And all their players stop after
Their players don't stop. Everybody's blocking. The running backs block, trying to block. Who was it that hit him? Was that Butler? Was it Butler that got him first? I mean, he's blocking him, trying to block him past Matt Corral. I mean, I agree that Corral's standing there, but that's not, you don't punish Tennessee for that.
No, you don't. No, that's what I'm saying. I just don't.
And who, I think it's another running back or maybe a tight end or a receiver in motion, but he's running
it's
to the
receiver. Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like it's a setup for a trick play on a wheel route or something.
That guy stops, though. That guy that was running, he stopped and turned around.
Yeah, he's looking back for the ball, and then Corral gets hit and he stops.
I have no idea. But at any rate, like, Ole Miss screwed it up. It should just be touchdown Tennessee, move on.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, if the ball is snapped right there and it goes over Corral's head, they're not going to call, oh, no, they made a mistake.
Right.
No, he catches the snap and stops playing the game. That's on him. Mm-hmm. That's his mistake. He didn't move forward. He didn't try to run. He just stood there and let the ball get knocked out of his hands. You don't call forward progress on a guy who's not playing. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's not smart for Corral. Yeah, maybe he thought he heard a whistle, but you don't reward him for that. And instead they said, oh, poor Matt Corral. He thought the play was done. I mean, what? So can quarterbacks now just, if they just stand back there, they can't get sacked and fumble the football? Do they raise their hand now? Like, oh, I don't want to get hit. I mean, it's just stupid. Makes no sense.
I don't know.
I need a full explanation from somebody. But I'm sure the reason Sankey gave that junk explanation is because they're probably going to try to come up with some, you know, long-winded blah how they can, you know, make this look good.
I don't even think they're going to address it now. They're like, oh, I'm glad Tennessee fans started throwing stuff. Now we can just kind of forget about that and make it all about the, this is just unacceptable behavior.
Send it under the
rug.
That,
and that's, yes, they are going to do that. But this, it's plays like this and then throughout the game that led to that happening. Like, take some responsibility here.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm watching it. I think this is an RPO where Corral's either supposed to hand the ball to the back because the offensive line is blocking run.
Mm-hmm.
And the receivers on the right side
are blocking run.
Right. They are. It's tight end in the slot and the receiver at the bottom. They're blocking run. And the guy that came in motion, I think it might be Plumlee actually, he is an option. If Corral keeps, he can give it or he can keep it and dump it right to him right there.
Mm-hmm.
So when he doesn't keep and dump, that's why that player stops running. He's like, well, I'm not getting the ball. And then basically Corral, either he's lying, saying he heard a whistle, or for some reason he thought the play was dead, whatever. It doesn't matter. I know. That's like Joe Milton running out of bounds. Like, he has to face the consequences. We didn't get an opportunity to win the game.
Oh, he thought there was more time. Let's put a couple seconds back on. Give him another snap.
Replay the down. That's basically what happened.
They're the same things.
Yeah.
So if they get that, we should get another snap with Joe Milton. Oh, he didn't. Oh, come on.
Didn't know the rules. Like, what?
I threw a pick on that play, but I actually thought the play was over. So can we? What if that had happened on first down and we hadn't got the ball back? They'd just gotten the ball right there. That's ridiculous. Makes no sense.
I thought they were huddling because one of the guys, somebody maybe had blown a whistle, and they were having to be like, man, this is going to be rough. We're going to have to say, hey, it's Tennessee's ball, you know, but we blew a whistle, so you don't get the touchdown. But The fact it was already fourth down kind of made that suck. Like you said, if it had been first and 10 and the play wasn't as weird, I mean, sometimes you do recover a fumble and they blow the whistle, but you still get the ball. But it was a turnover either way, even if you just tackle him right there, it's a turnover. It wasn't a hidden ball play, though. That's what was really weird about it. Because the linemen are going down the field. And Plumlee doesn't continue running the wheel. He's just looking for the quick dump. He doesn't get it. He stops running.
It's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. But, of course, it went against Tennessee.
I almost wonder if Corral just had a brain moment or something. Maybe he – I have no idea. Maybe Corral was actually trying to give it to that running back, but because Tennessee got so much penetration in the backfield, the running back's like, nope, I don't want the football. And so then he's just kind of stuck with it, but he doesn't have it ready to throw.
Well, but that's what's weird, because he didn't tuck it.
He didn't protect himself.
That's what made it so strange. It was like the ball got stuck to his hand and he didn't know it. It was so strange.
You think he didn't know he had the ball?
How do you not know? It's in his hand.
Dude,
I've done that with my glasses before. It's like, where the hell are my glasses? Oh, they're already
in
my face.
I've done that with like a pencil in my hand or behind my ear or something. But that, no, Nate,
I mean,
I'm with you. I'm with you, and that's what I'm saying. That I know that's what it's looked like. I know that's what it looks like, but how do you not know?
Where the hell did my phone go? I've been holding it this entire time.
In my hand. It happens.
I thought hidden ball trick, or he literally didn't think he had the ball, but how does a guy not? I can't go there because how does a quarterback not know he has the ball in his hand?
Now if it's JG, okay, maybe, but we're talking about a Heisman candidate here.
I mean, he does kind of get it there for a second, before Barron then, grabs it. So weird, man.
It doesn't.
I think he was trying to give it, and when the running back didn't take it, he just didn't know what to do.
So he just said, I'm going to stand here and not move, and maybe they won't see me? Because does he not have the ball
He's watching the running back like he thinks he gave it
to
him.
I know.
Let's see if he gets the first down here.
I know. I've watched it. That's why I brought it up in the first place. But I can't go to, yes, Matt Corral, Heisman front runner, thought he handed the ball off, but it was actually in his hand still.
This would have been an awesome play if they just called it a touchdown correctly. This would have been like, oh, my goodness.
Like, what the
hell?
Especially
if we win by, a game-winning field goal, or whatever.
Matt Corral forgot he had the ball in his hand. Maybe somebody will ask him. Who was it? Was it Jordan Beck who had the ball in his – I mean, that's a little different, though, than having a baseball in your glove or not. You don't really know.
Nothing happens to make him think that he heard a whistle. Like, he carries out the fake for the back completely. There's nothing going on. No one jumps. There's no one offside. There's no one that, jumps and gets back for Tennessee. None of his guys flinch.
I know.
I don't know.
And then he just stands there like a deer in the headlights.
Spaced out, bro.
He doesn't try to dodge him. He doesn't have nothing. Maybe he was concussed.
What was the play before?
He didn't run like he was concussed. Ran like he was possessed.
I mean, if he fakes it and throws it to Plumlee, dude might score.
No, I know.
That's what One in Stripes was saying.
No, Plumlee was wide open on that play.
Because they kind of picked for him.
Yeah, they blocked the hell out of somebody. Somebody's on his back right there.
There's another Tennessee guy out there not getting
blocked. No, I know.
Blocked.
It wouldn't have been a touchdown, but it would have been a big play probably.
Yeah. Plumlee's good. Yeah, he probably gets 15 yards.
Did they ask Matt Corral after the game? Like, hey, what happened on that? I know they probably don't care. They're like, how did you run so fast?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was all about his career rushing day or whatever.
You think maybe
it was a big damn infomercial for him most of this game. With Jordan Rodgers.
Yeah, I started getting upset with that. Then I realized they are they're a top 15 team. They are the focus in a way, but I don't know why.
We're the home underdog trying to knock off the big boy.
But then why don't they talk about us more? I think Jordan Rodgers, to his credit, by the way, I know he's annoying. He did say Josh Heupel for coach of the year based on what he's done. It's pretty high praise.
That was probably before our fans threw stuff onto the field.
He also couldn't do math right.
I feel like, that was funny.
It's a 12-point game. Vandy. It's actually 11.
I think it's 11. But 12.
Maybe it's 12. Yeah. That wasn't me doing math. I was trying to remember what he said.
He played it off pretty well.
Yeah, it's not like I went to Vanderbilt or anything. Mm-hmm. But Heupel, coach of the year.
Doubt he wins it.
Maybe they'll ask Kiffin at the SEC.
I'd give it to Mel Tucker.
At the SEC.
SEC coach of the year.
The SEC teleconference. Maybe a Tennessee writer can ask Lane Kiffin.
I know what.
Like what? Hey, what
Kiffin
did Matt
say?
Kiffin
will say, "Oh yeah, we really messed up. He fumbled the ball, and I convinced the ref that there was a whistle." Pretty simple. Some people are saying that's what happened. That Kiffin just complained and said there was a whistle. There was a whistle, and they were like, "Oh, was okay, Lane."
Well, he was still mad though after they got the ball back. So I don't know what I like.
Maybe he thought they should get to do the play over again.
Probably.
No, I'm serious. He's like, "Oh, you should have blown the play dead because there was an inadvertent whistle."
Maybe Kiffin. Maybe that's what he was yelling about. Seriously.
I know that's the only thing I can.
He was probably yelling because I saw him even yell at the lines judge something. He probably said, "My quarterback heard a whistle. One of you guys blew the whistle." And I even saw the judge look at him and like kind of furrow his brow and be like, "Nah, man, no one blew a whistle." Like, you know.
I would love to see, like, did Corral yell to Kiffin after the play, like, I heard a whistle, or did Kiffin just say, "What's the fastest way I can get out of this thing?"
Corral's saying something to him, and Kiffin points to his ear. So I think Corral's saying, "I heard a whistle." And Kiffin's like, "You heard a whistle? Like, what?" And he's like,
he was asking a question.
So maybe that's what Kiffin was arguing. You
so,
guys blew the whistle.
So one player thinks they heard a whistle, punished Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Got it. All right. Glad we cleared that up. Did anybody lose besides me this week?
Hickman. Nate, you weren't here. Nate actually got the we draw for him.
And what the hell did y'all do?
Gave him LSU.
12.5 point dogs on
Hickman
the
Hickman had already drawn Florida, and I knew I wanted somebody to lose. Actually, I gave him
287 yards on the ground,
that's
baby.
I should have been informed.
You were on the lake. It was very early.
You guys gave him LSU? What are you doing?
They were supposed to get hammered.
They were a double-digit dog, man.
Vanderbilt almost won.
I was going to say, why didn't you give him Vanderbilt? Well, so South Carolina wins, Nate's happy, but then Vanderbilt lost.
I don't know. I guess I was feeling generous.
How did Vandy lose that game?
Does that make you feel worse about the South Carolina win, though? Like,
no, I mean, we killed them.
Yeah, but Missouri sucks, too.
It doesn't make me feel worse. I know those teams aren't very good, but we killed them.
Worse than I thought they were.
We beat Missouri. We scored 62 points. You thought Missouri was good?
No. Like,
preseason, well, I mean, you had us losing to them and thought Bazelak was the man. Just saying.
I didn't think he was the man. I thought he was like a...
He did take responsibility for that while you were out on the air. So
he wouldn't do that when I was here.
Mm-hmm. What was the other one? Oh, well, the fact that Florida's just fallen off the face of the planet doesn't make that blowout for them look that good, in my opinion, anymore.
Yeah, we were banged up.
We have a wide range of how we can play, and that's very normal for first-year
coaches. No, that's true.
I mean, our team can play really well in a spurt, and they can be really, really – I mean, when Ole Miss had their one of their three linemen rushing the passer just roast, like, two of our guys and our back and sack Hendon Hooker, that was like, good God, we suck. But then we make some plays that are – you know, some wow moments. You held Ole Miss to 7 points for an entire half. I mean, I know they missed a field goal, but it was from like 40-something. I mean, this Tennessee defense has been better than expected. I mean, hell, Velus Jones muffed a punt, which gave him one touchdown. Hard to blame the defense for that.
Yeah. That was the first possession, right?
Yeah, we stopped them. It wasn't a three and out, but
we stopped them. I think they converted 3 fourth downs on that. Then we finally forced the punt.
Then we just muffed it.
Yeah.
He called a fair catch too, didn't he?
I think so, yeah. He just dropped it.
Wasn't he at the 5?
The 10, I think.
Yeah.
Was it the 10?
10.
Just let it bounce, bro.
We'll come back. More hour 3. Stick with us right here on 3 and out. It's that time of the day of the week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Houston drew Kentucky last week. No chance.
Hey, they covered, so I got that one right.
Last play of the game.
Was it really?
Yeah. Last play of the game.
They didn't even kick the extra point.
They didn't kick it?
No.
I thought they missed
it. Oh, did they miss it?
There were 2 missed extra points in the game, and I'm pretty sure the under hit by a half point. Including the touchdown at the last play of the game. If you had
they're on the take.
I had Georgia, and I did not realize. Like, that was one of those where it's like I knew it was over, and I was just out and about talking to people, so I wasn't that. Oh, man. That's rough.
All right. Houston's up first. And then, Davey, who'd you draw?
A&M.
A&M rolled through Missouri pretty well. And then Hickman had the Florida Gators. So he is going to have to reach into the box of punishments as well. We'll have plenty more time this week, I guess, to get into all the other SEC games, obviously. Today's been about Tennessee and Ole Miss.
There's a lot to get into.
What was the final to the Alabama game, though?
49-9.
Can we keep it closer than that?
Yeah.
No.
With no hooker?
If it's me, unless hooker's 110%, do you risk it against Bama?
No.
I don't play any of our good players.
Because think about it. Whoever you don't play this weekend, they get an added week before Kentucky, and that's one that with the bye week, I think that's a game you can win. Who does Kentucky have this weekend? Don't they have a pretty tough game? Or maybe they're on bye this week, but then they got Mississippi State.
Next week, yeah. And then, I don't know.
They're either on bye or have an opponent this week, but they do play Mississippi State the week before they play us. All right, fire up that music. Let's get this over with.
Hold on 1 second. No, they actually have... Yep, you're right. Never mind.
I'm what?
It scrolled the wrong way.
I'm what, though?
They have Mississippi State, then they play us.
But they are on bye this weekend?
Yes.
Okay. Did you say I was right? Man, did he change while I was gone?
A little bit, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's humble, Dave.
Did that tan really set in for you?
Yeah, and then I got burned on Saturday. So,
okay, that's what it is. Dude, that's what it is.
It was this time of year. You know how it is. Like, it's like 60 degrees, but if you're in that afternoon sun.
Buddy, do you see my face? You see the sunglass
tip of your
tan?
Nose.
Well, the sun's closer this time of year, but it feels good. So you're like, oh, yeah, it's not that bad. Worst sunburn I ever got was like 64 degrees in March.
All right.
Keep the shirt on, folks.
Kentucky
keep it.
Boy.
Don't ever call me that.
Okay.
That was one of the good things about this weekend. It was, Tennessee versus Kentucky. So we all just had a miserable Saturday. Saturday.
Well, now it's time for you to have a miserable Wednesday.
Thank you. You're a good man. Chicago.
What is that?
I don't remember. It's not been drawn this year, though. What do you got?
I got to eat a jar of pickles.
That's not that bad.
Are you kidding me? That's
a lot of pickles, bro.
Yeah, Nate got to pick the jar last time, I think. Or do you have to eat the pickles?
No, I haven't had to eat pickles. Who did Billy eat pickles?
Might have been.
Was it Billy or was it you?
I think I did.
I thought it was you. It might have been Billy.
No, I did. You actually went out and like bought random, like there were pickles like in individual packages.
Yeah, the old Blockbuster pickles.
We did a jar one time, right? Did this happen twice?
Yeah, I got that huge Mount Olive jar for Billy and he panicked.
Yeah, it's not that bad then.
All right, Hickman.
If I can't remember it,
no, I'll take
it's
that.
Not that bad.
I'll take it.
Well, you gotta eat the big jar. Not the huge jar, but the big jar.
None.
Texans.
Already had that.
Yep, already. That you did that one.
What was it?
Helium. Oh, okay. You did that one. You tried to do that one, and then you got ping ponged for it. Did you guys make that up, by the way? Did we get his second batch in?
Yeah, we did.
How'd that go?
Chargers.
Chargers.
I think that one's already been had too.
It's already been done. It's not shot collar trivia, which it should be. The Chargers.
No, that's too easy. Too easy.
Pick a helmet already. Spray tan already been done.
Oh, you lucky. I wouldn't even really work on Hickman. He's got that dark skin.
They
anyway.
They do have the $5 spray tans this week because I was trying to get you guys to... Oh, yeah, Nate, I need my
Colts.
Check after the
Colts.
Show.
Colts! Uh-oh.
Has he finally got something difficult?
Not good, Bob.
What? Nate, you should have remembered this.
I don't remember.
Hickman, hold up your legs for me.
Ooh.
Oh.
You got to wax your legs. Let me see. Now you have one veto. But this has already been vetoed once. I mean, that'll be silky smooth for at least a week.
Here's the thing. I love my leg hair.
You know, they say if you wax it, it grows back even thicker.
Yeah, you'll get thicker leg hair.
You know, Seinfeld.
I mean, like,
that.
I get it. It's like, you know what? I like that I have leg hair, but the fact that you love it.
It seriously kind of might grow back thicker and more beautiful.
I don't want it thicker because I have the perfect amount right
It also
now.
Might grow back the exact same.
Not
Just
too
remember,
much,
if
not
you
too
veto,
little.
Whatever else comes out is.
Yeah, there's some other ones on here.
Oh, good Lord. Let's see.
Nasty.
You know how to do, you know
do I have to do both legs or just one?
It says legs. Why would you do just one? I mean, I know it's almost jeans.
At that point, it would just look weird, man.
Yeah, you might as well do. But who's doing the waxing? You? We're bringing somebody in?
You're closer to
it. Well, I'm not doing it.
You just go get those strips.
Right.
We'll bring in a separate.
But yeah,
intern.
But he. I mean, I'll pull the strip. I don't care. He can't do it himself. He chicken
do it
out.
On three. Hickman, one, two.
How bad does this stuff itch? Like, you know, like.
I don't know.
No idea. When you
Hickman, I gotta be honest, man. I'm not very familiar with the waxing. That's just sorry. Don't know if I confused you there. Thinking might be a thing I do. Do it. Do it. Come on.
It's week seven.
Do it.
What do you want him to? You want him to do the waxing?
Sure. No one's done it. John got his chest waxed on the show.
I'd rather do that, but I don't have chest hair.
That's why the legs are on there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Veto.
No.
Oh,
you coward.
Right. Pull another one.
You coward. The listeners die for this kind of stuff.
Well, when you draw it, you can do it.
I'll do it. I'd do it.
What's Dolphins.
It? Dolphins.
Please let it be bad.
Like
please let it be bad.
One?
We have. It was wasabi. I did it.
Good Lord.
Messed up. How are you doing?
You've drawn all five of those helmets.
They've all been drawn. All That's right. crazy. 49.
Same.
Oh, 49ers.
That one's done. Was that baby food?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Have Hickman, we just done more of these than we think we've done?
No.
Packers.
We've done that one too.
That's, no, that's the death jerky.
Wait, does that stay in there though? Spicy jerky?
No.
No.
Okay. So it's done?
We only kept it last time because we just like
had
they
chips.
Sent us a ton of chips. We're like, all right.
All right. Golly.
Run out of punch.
Seahawks.
Ooh,
that
that's the ice
done.
Bra, isn't it?
Ice bra.
Yep.
We ain't vetoing it.
I mean,
okay, so you'll be shirtless in a bra filled with ice for 3 hours. Now we will do some preemptive nipple care. Make sure he doesn't. You, we don't want you to lose a. You know, we don't want anything dangerous to happen, like a frostbite or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll get breaks.
Davey did
so
that
so that you don't get you know frozen.
I did it. As the bra, and then back when it was like the...
ice diaper.
Yeah.
Is that still on there? It
no,
should be.
We changed it because it was just kind of a hassle because like, it started leaking.
It's already cold in here in the morning. So
you're not big on cold, are you?
I love the cold. It's just
every morning.
If we turn the heat on, then the ice melts faster, and it's not with a challenge. So it'll be nice and chilly. Don't you worry. Hey, at least you have pictures of you on social media with a bra.
That's true.
Works for Dave.
Honestly, I would rather just wax my legs now.
I'll allow it. Nate, you got an issue if he decides to go? Now, your veto's gone. This is like, I mean, you don't get a redraw. That's what you just use. But I guess we could let him take.
You can take. I'll
so he's going to take the leg wax?
Even though
how high up do you wax?
And we're vetoing the ice bra, basically. We're just inverting. It's like he vetoed ice bra, and now he's got leg wax.
Hey, I had to pick one of the two.
Okay.
What do you want, Hickman?
Do you
want
to think about it?
Of course you guys are down, because that means leg wax is out. Ice brawl back in.
I'm seriously contemplating the leg wax.
Tell you
wax.
What, we're going to let you have some time on that. That's a tough decision, but you have to decide by tomorrow. Neither of these are too particularly tough to get, but by tomorrow at the end of the show, you have to decide on one.
And the other is your veto.
We have everything but the ice for one challenge, and then I'm sure we have access to some type of leg waxing.
We'll figure it out.
Device.
There's got to be a kit or something, right?
Yeah.
Five thing. I don't know.
If there's a female listening who has
give us
knowledge of where we could find such
the easiest way to
product
wax Hickman from the knee down on both legs.
Super glue.
Yeah.
Duct tape.
You could do tape. It might work fine.
I think it just hurt. It wouldn't really pull the hair out as much.
I just have to go over
but
it a couple
be a
times.
Lot of pain.
Yeah. Think about it, buddy. Don't hurt yourself, but, you know.
That might be easier, actually. Maybe we should just change the challenge of that.
What's that?
You have to cover your entire legs with duct tape, and we just get to rip them off.
No, that That's I've done duct tape bad? On my hands before. Yeah, and if you're not careful, you'll really rip the skin off.
Yeah, okay.
I get skin too.
Yeah, Edward 40 hands, man. It'll get you.
That's old Dave. Classy.
Final segment of the program.
I actually asked that to some guys I was watching the game with. Is that what did they think the running back had the ball and the running back is who fumbled backwards? And they were like, well, no, he was already stopped. Did they even know? I mean, it was kind of behind his back.
The head ref saw where the ball came from, for sure. He's just too much of a weenie to make a call.
No, I liked your. They're so afraid of making a mistake that they. They're over officiating here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we'll wait and see if the SEC has any stones or just accountability in general.
I'm sure they won't.
How do you feel after Saturday? We had a couple people now say they're more bought in.
I'm not more bought in. It's exactly the way I thought the game would go. I might have been a little more bought in after, after Missouri. The defense has been a lot better than I expected this season. So, I mean, we said it. We're like, my take was always it's not going to be hard to hire someone that has you look like a competent football team. Jeremy Pruitt lowered the bar so bad.
Okay, I'm not going to disagree with you there, but we haven't done that in a while.
True.
So the fact that we at least look like a competent football team is very good.
All right, here's a DM I got.
I just don't want to be – you remember when
Is this on topic?
Yeah.
Okay.
You remember about being bought in.
You remember when Minnesota, had Ohio State on the ropes, and everybody's like, oh, Minnesota going to be – and then they've been god-awful. I just don't want to – I don't want to be like, we almost beat Ole Miss. We're back. And then it's like – You know, you get, if we get housed by Kentucky in a couple weeks, this game is not going to matter.
That's fair.
I'm just still in that middle zone. I don't know.
All I'm saying is a lot of people, even ones who are excited about the game, still said this is the type of game that Tennessee goes in and they no show and they, down the side of their leg. And the way the game started, you kind of did that, right? You had a bad call go against you, you muffed a punt. I mean, they got down 24-7 or 24-9. You had a chance to kind of fold there, and they didn't. Now, again, it's sad that not giving up is such a positive thing because it's so rare around here the last few years. But they fought back, man. They had a chance to win the game at the end, even with all that went against them. So I don't know if I'm more bought in. I was pretty excited after the last two games. Davey said it all last year. It didn't happen. Can you keep a big game, quote unquote, between? Or, fewer than 10 points. I realize that this isn't Florida, Alabama, or Georgia, but they're a top 15 team. You held them to their second lowest scoring output of the season, first being Alabama. You were right there in the game. You were a pass being 6 inches lower away from winning with your backup quarterback, your fifth string running back, shuffling on the offensive line, a bunch of calls that went against you. There are definitely things to look at this game and say, it feels as if we're headed in the right direction. I'm not ready to crown anybody. I'm not ready to say 10-year extension for Josh Heupel. But I do think, based on what I've seen, if he can keep the staff together and recruit, and that's the big one, right? He's got to go get those 4- and 5-star difference makers. You got to improve the depth across the board. You're going to have to go into the transfer portal and get guys who can come in and help you right away. He did a good job of that this past year, although I did see – Davey, I'm sure you saw this too. Vols picks giving Pruitt credit for
he would have held him to 12 points total. Yeah.
Pruitt's defense with Toho and Crouch would have held this Ole Miss offense to 12 points.
That guy legit might need to fear that the state's going to come and take him away.
All right, what was your DM though? I think you got reason to be hopeful.
Jacob asked,
a
lot of us thought Pruitt had a VFL moment with the terrible calls at Bama, the roughing the passer on Taylor, which I hope he's doing well, by the way, after last night. You also kind of had the ref stopping the play when Jennings was getting there for like the Wildcat formation. But he's like, a lot of us thought that was a moment where like, all right, Pruitt cares, he wants to be here. And obviously we know he was trash, but was this Heupel's VFL moment? Is he one of us?
Well, I asked you guys during the break. They didn't show a lot of Heupel on the sideline. All the cameras are on the opposite. So you got Lane Kiffin shot after Lane Kiffin shot after Lane Kiffin shot after Matt Corral shot after Lane Kiffin. Nate, how was Heupel when all this was going on? I've been impressed with how he gets on the refs. Like, I do think he cares. I don't know if I'm ready to call it a VFL moment, but Heupel's, you know, we were all worried, like, oh, does he have enough personality? Is he going to be good enough with the media? I'm pleased.
One of the guys around us said, you know, Heupel was getting on everybody during the whole game, which he liked to see.
Like,
you know,
refs or players or every, like, literally
both,
every, okay.
Both, yeah. His other coaches, refs, players.
I forgot to mention that
he was into the game. You know?
I think it was early against Missouri. We had to take a timeout or something. It was when the defense was on the field, and he kind of broke away from whoever he was talking to, and you could see him switch the channel to the defensive, and he goes, "What the bleep are you guys doing up there?" Then they cut away. But I was like, oh. So he does have curse words that he uses from time to time. He does dip at practice. He may be more of one of us than we know.
All right, I'm going to hijack these final 2 minutes to talk about tonight. We got the big game, Tennessee hosting the Buffalo Bills. This game's 8:15 ESPN. If we lose by a lot, I'm probably not going to want to talk about it tomorrow, so I had to really make sure I fit it in these last 2 minutes. Also, shouts out to Braves fans, 2-0 up on the Dodgers, 2 walk-offs in the bottom of the ninth last 2 games. So you got that going for you. But I don't know, A.J. Brown, they downgraded him to questionable.
I saw an illness
and I have no idea as to what his status will be for tonight, but it does look like Julio Jones is going to play. Obviously, Josh Allen's been on fire lately. Christian Fulton is out for the Titans, their best cornerback, so I'm very nervous about us versus the receivers. Not been a big fan of Shane Bowen, so I'm interested to see how he decides to plan – try to get something going for limiting Allen. Maybe make Zach Moss, Devin Singletary be the ones to beat you. But I don't know. Hopefully we're in for a good game tonight. You know, primetime opportunity for the Titans to improve to 4-2, which would have them there at the top of the AFC behind the Ravens. So a lot could be determined tonight. The rest of the AFC South still sucks. Jacksonville did get their first win over the weekend, so shouts out Urban Meyer.
Yeah, they did.
Still hasn't won a game in America, but that's neither here nor there. So,
did you see fans throwing bottles at that game?
I did, yeah.
In England?
Yeah, they were like trash in the field.
Why?
Bad call.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, you
against
know,
who?
When Miami and Jacksonville get together, it's like the stakes are super high.
Yeah, I think the Jag fans were the ones throwing.
I mean, it is the battle for the state of Florida.
There's also Tampa, which is predominantly better than both.
But three teams can't play against each other at the same time, so. They've littered the field?
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people are saying this is nothing compared to, like, a European
And they say those
match.
Fans are more sophisticated, so maybe Tennessee fans are just ahead of the curve.
Well, we didn't get to it on the show, but Lane Kiffin didn't say anything. I mean, he was, like, not even fazed by it.
I'm telling you, man,
helmets on.
He respects this place.
He does. We'll obviously...
Maybe not the game, but he respects this
We'll obviously hit that tomorrow, bounce around the rest of the weekend. Stay tuned for that. It will be Optimism Tuesday, of course, so you don't want to miss it.
Naturally.
The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.